friends.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
I'm good. How is your week going, Leslie?
My week is good. I do have some things that I wanted to mention. And it does kind of correlate with your week. Mm-hmm. I have to know, I'm dying to know, what is your take on this Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift breakup drama? You don't know what I'm talking about?
She was at the game.
I know, but like this breakup plan leaked. Have you heard? Did you hear this rumor? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
What the hell? Okay. So yeah, apparently there was this like PR stunt that was like someone leaked these like paperworks, and it was like they were going to plan their breakup for the end of the month. And then it was like how Travis is going to react and how Taylor's going to react. And it was just like a big like career stunt. And at first I was like, okay, this is probably staged. However, Travis's publicist is a guy who has been, according to what I saw, Travis's publicist is a guy who has done this before, who is known for faking
relationships and breakups.
Yeah, for like publicity stuff.
Okay.
So I'm dying to know.
So first things first, I feel like we need to do an episode about just that man, that part of Hollywood. That's crazy. Because I've seen videos like what you're describing, where they saw things that made it seem like it was very PR based. So I could bring other couples to this story.
And pull it from your brain. You did it though.
I know. And I think that it is like so many people, I've seen so many TikToks of people who live in LA or live, you know, or work with a bunch of celebrities or whatever, normal people who just happen to be rubbing elbows. And they're always like, everything is staged.
Hi, friends. It's just Leslie here. I just wanted to jump on and say that it wouldn't be us if there weren't a handful of technical issues. So, no really natural segue today, even though we are the segue queens that we are. I lost all of my audio from this little section. So fun stuff. So yeah, no natural segue here. I'm just gonna add some static and here we go.
So I'm gonna start talking about what we looked up tonight. This is something that I happened to see a TikTok in passing, and I put it on the list, and then something weird happened because it wasn't on the list when I went to look for it. So I had to actually remember something that I saw months ago and do it. Like I had to pull it. And guys, I know. And it's a small thing that most people do, but for someone with a bad memory, that was like 100 push-ups.
Oh my God, I don't think I would have remembered. I think we would have been still trying to remember what I was trying to talk about.
Yeah, so I'm mentally exhausted, guys, for something that most people do every day.
No. You should give yourself more credit than that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So this TikTok showed me something that was so 90s.
So 90s, okay.
Mm-hmm. So 90s, and I was surprised that I didn't know what this was. So you knew we were looking into Celebration, Florida, which is a whole town that we're going to talk about. Had you ever heard of this before? Why can I not find anything that you've never heard of? Like, it is so frustrating. Every time I bring up one, I'm like, this is the one that's going to stump Leslie. And you've already heard about it.
Do you remember last week when you were like, you're substantially more weird than I am?
I did not say that. You put those words in my mouth. I said you are into weirder things than me.
You're right. I can say when I was wrong. When you said that I'm into more stranger things than you. Yeah, so I don't know. Like, I didn't know a ton of things, but I did know the very bare bones of the situation.
All right, friends. Well, I'm going to keep racking my brain, but if you want to help me, slide on over to the Grim Mystics Instagram, slide into my DMs, and please give me something that you think Leslie's never heard of so we can continue to fight this fight. Because I promise I'm weird.
I wasn't going to say anything, honestly. We can even cut the whole thing out. I was just going to let you...
I will not lie to our listeners.
Okay, I love it. Okay, I'm willing to, I guess, but thank God for Amber.
Keeping us on our toes.
Good for her.
So Celebration is a master planned community, or an MPC.
A compound.
you know me. And census designated place, CDP.
Oh.
A lot of technical terms for a neighborhood. That's what that is. It's four neighborhoods in total.
Okay. I'm curious what wouldn't be a consensus DEP, whatever you said it was. Like, where could you live that you wouldn't be tallied for the consensus? Like in a shack, I guess.
I guess. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. But that's what confused me too. I was like, okay, maybe in the 90s it was easier to dodge that stuff.
You're probably right. Yeah. So four neighborhoods. So, okay, no, you're probably right. The 90s was like the fucking Wild West. You could get away with everything in the 90s.
Yes, and most people did until
must
now.
Have been fucking nice. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I totally know what you mean. So this CDP.
Yes, the CDP, the census, whatever.
Whatever, is located near Walt Disney World Resort and was originally developed by the Walt Disney Company.
By Walt Disney himself or just the company?
Walt Disney bought the land in the 60s and then passed away.
Okay.
I'll tell you a little bit more about the history in a bit, but it was like open land for a long time.
Mm.
So with this, I had an idea kind of speech that he did. So
I got a dream. Got it.
Yeah. So after founding Celebration Disney, followed its plans to make a town that they could control is really kind of the gist of it. So Walt Disney buys this land and then... he starts talking about his dream for Epcot.
Okay.
He had all these plans. He planned for it to be an amusement park of the future. He wanted to build a monorail system that would connect Epcot to Disney so that you could go back and forth between the parks and avoid traffic. Like, he just had a lot of big ideas. Unfortunately, Walt Disney passed before Epcot was even being built. He had all of this land in Florida because what he found when he built Disneyland is he didn't buy enough space. And so the city was not allowing him to buy up properties around Disney to
grow. Mm-hmm.
Add to his space. Thank you. That's the faster way to say that. Grow is the word.
Well, just the drama behind Disney. Of course, there's so much drama, but.
So then he decides, well, we're going to go across the country and we're going to go to Florida where the land is cheap and it's mostly swamps. And we're going to buy up as much as we can before Florida notices. And they buy up land under multiple business names.
Oh, that seems illegal.
Like a monopoly?
This seems shady.
But in the 60s, it wasn't.
Oh my God, again, what a time to be alive. I just... Mm-hmm. And now we have fucking credit and stupid bullshit like that.
Right? Nothing can just be... We can't manipulate the government anymore.
It's bullshit, but they were able to. And they reaped all that they sowed. Mm-hmm. And we got nothing.
I agree. But I bet our souls will go to a happier place.
Hopefully our souls are the idiots in the 60s next time.
Yeah, like, I can't think that that's the goal, to be a white man from the 60s. Like, that's not where your karma ends.
Yeah,
no,
for sure. Walt Disney was a piece of shit. But anyway.
Yeah. So they just sit on this land from the 60s until about the 90s, because the county that this town was built in was getting really irritated that, you know, Disney bought this land. We were going to make some money.
And they knew it was Disney?
They knew it was Disney. He eventually came out and explained that he was all of the company.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So so
I'm like Dexter, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I like the guy that changed it in early TikTok where he's like, some fries, motherfucker.
He has a whole sketch.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Surprise, motherfucker. Okay.
So this county is so excited because they were like, we are going to make bank. We are going to become a rich county because Disney's going to build something that everyone's going to want to flock to.
About damn time.
Mm-hmm. And it's
because they're from Florida.
Yes, that was a good accent.
Oh, thanks.
So he sits on this land for Disney, because Walt is dead. But Disney, the company, sits on this land for 30 years.
How annoying!
Doesn't build a ding dang thing and doesn't really take care of it.
See, that was my next question. Do they like manage it? How? I feel like that's pretty disrespectful, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. So then in the 90s, the county starts making a fuss. We're going to try to force you out of your ownership. Things that the government was just as much allowed to screw you over as you were allowed to screw the government over.
Yep.
So they're threatening to take the land out from under them unless they do something. Do something. Give
honestly
us
seems reasonable.
Some revenue. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, some revenue.
Yeah. Like, everyone's leaving. The town is dying.
I thought it was like, mow the lawn and you're okay. But you're like, at least put a lemonade stand on and it'll be fine.
Yeah. And leave a Mickey Mouse statue at the entrance.
Yeah, exactly. And then charge it like $70 for the lemonade.
Exactly. Yeah. So Disney gets spooked and they're like, okay, well, let's look into some of Walt's old plans, things that we were never able to do, and let's see if we can find something. So in passing, in the 60s, Walt's main focus was Epcot and saying a town of the future, but he's actually recorded a couple times talking about a town of the past. Someone took this idea that he didn't really propel. It's kind of like he tested out two marketing options by saying a town of the future and a town of the past, and they found that people liked town of the future more.
Okay. But they're like, there's probably some like racist people around here who want to, you know,
be a town of the past.
the good old days, you know, like, yeah, we could probably be good.
So what's
bring
so...
us that revenue.
Yeah, exactly. So they start building this 1950s-esque cookie cutter town. It's got four blocks. It's tiny, but it does have a main street, which has a movie theater. It has some restaurants, and all of these buildings were designed by these like beautiful architects that Disney knew from being in the biz.
They're really cool.
So they're looking phenomenal. They're looking unique and fun. The houses that they're allowed to have, they have six different types of homes that they're allowed to have, one of them being a Victorian home, which I would have like lost my mind over. Yes,
I know, for sure.
They
would have wanted it to be like pink and purple.
Well, and they had specific colors that you could have, and pink was one of the colors. There was pink, green, and violet. Like, they made it look uniform, but they made it fun and unique.
Made it Disney.
Exactly. So they have all of these amenities, and they open it up first to, before they're even building the homes, they're opening it up first to residents of Florida. Hey.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. You put yourself in a lottery, put in $1,000 that's non-refundable, into the lottery, and we're gonna pick. I think the town had 20,000 people.
Oh, okay, that's pretty decent.
They would do houses, they would do apartments, townhomes. So they did make it so that they could get a good sized town functioning in these four blocks.
Were they all different, like, price ranges? So there was
exactly
diversity, or oh, okay, there were,
like, that's there good. Were apartments. So definitely something there. So once they hit all the rich people of Florida, saying, "Give us $1,000 if you're a Florida resident, and we'll get you taken care of." So then they open it up to, if you're, you know, middle class, like, scrounge up a couple hundred dollars and put in your resume, like, kind of thing.
Okay.
So then that's where they're filling up townhomes and apartments and things like that. So they are having a diverse level of people.
But it's people that they're controlling. Are they all from Florida, or did they open it up to, like, other states?
Eventually they opened it up. So there were some cases, like a gentleman who lived in New York. He had a friend who lived in Florida, so he illegally bought a driver's license from Florida using that friend's address so he could enter into the Monopoly, or not the Monopoly, sorry, the lottery. And so excited about
Same
games.
Thing. I love board games.
But
me too.
They, like, he...
Did he get in trouble for, like,
no,
creating, like,
they
identity
gave him
theft
a home.
Or what?
They gave him a home.
Oh my God, they're like, you know what?
We're
we
pretty
see
impressed.
This as like intuition. You knew it was the right thing to do. Like,
you
we,
wanted us that bad.
We like the drive. We like the passion.
We're not gonna press charges.
We're flattered.
We're gonna give you a home.
Ugh. It's giving
Because media gets a hold of that, and that's a story. That's a story they're still telling today.
Here we are, right? But like, I just feel like that's, like, a bad story. Like, he's
it's horrible.
Like a
it's horrible.
Bad person.
Yeah, okay. Like, they gave a reward to a bad guy.
I hate to see it.
So
fucking Disney.
He ruins it for everybody.
God damn.
So eventually they do open it up to anybody. So then they start talking, like, this. I do want to make sure I actually pass this along. I did it a little later than I meant to, but I watched a documentary from Tyler Thompson. He's on YouTube. It's 2 hours long, and it is phenomenal. The editing is fantastic. Like, he put a lot of work into this. So I want to give him his roses. He definitely deserves. You guys need to go over there and watch this documentary. It's fabulous.
Okay.
So what's cool about this too is the people who are behind this neighborhood and thinking the marketing stands out, they talked to Tyler.
Oh, really? For this documentary?
Yes.
Oh, hot dog.
He did Zoom interviews that he showed with multiple people who were, like, CEOs. He went all the way to the top.
Good for him.
So
That's really impressive.
He has a lot of interesting interviews, and I think it's interesting that the people in this wanted to talk about it, because some of the facts that I have are intimidating.
Ooh, okay. What does that mean?
So,
intimidating.
As a neighborhood, they had an HOA. So a lot of modernized stuff that we see today that we see in our own neighborhoods, you have to have the grass cut, no weeds, rules on flowers, things like that. So they had the HOA. But they also had a super secret club called the Six Men.
Oh.
The Six Men worked for Disney and also lived in Celebration. And they were given nice homes to take their families to. And they were in charge of manipulating the town.
Oh my. Okay. So, like, they were, like, put in charge, I'm assuming, or were
one
convincing
of them,
people.
One of them was in charge of the newsletter. So he was in charge of all of the information going out.
Nice.
Another one was in charge of, like, TV programming.
The news. Nice.
Yeah. So they just controlled the news. And then they put a lot of a couple of the other men in higher positions politically. Mayor, head of the HOA. Like, they had a full, like, mob setup.
That's so fucking weird. Mm-hmm. Because it's not like this was like what Walt wanted. This was just like some random person at Disney that like
got a hold of a plan and kind of went sideways
and wanted to play Sims and like took it to the worst level possible.
Yeah. So you might be asking yourself, like, why would you move here? If you're not like a Disney adult who's just excited to be a part of Disney's new experiment, because there were some people who were, but there were some people who didn't give a shit that Disney was in charge of these homes.
Oh, see, that's weird to me.
Okay, so no ideas on why they might move there if they don't love Disney?
No, because so at one point in my life, I thought I was going to be a Disney adult. I was a Disney kid.
Me too.
For sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. And like, I like Disney. It's not that I dislike it now. Mm-hmm. I just like don't have money to go to Disney World, and like, I'm not going to walk around with like ears on, you know, like
just because
right, it's just like not a me thing. So
well, and I think if I went to Disney World, I would be really hesitant to even buy like pins, even though they're adorable, or ears, because I will buy it and never wear it again because I won't be able to afford to go a second time.
Exactly. Like, I'd rather just like take pictures. I mean, I think I'd probably spend way too much money at that Harry Potter thing, but yes, like,
but that is fans, that doesn't count. And we would actually enjoy those things.
Yeah, Harry Potter doesn't count. I'm talking like, yeah, everything. And I do want to do where you like get drunk around the world.
That would be fun. Yeah. Like, honestly, my dream trip would be Harry Potter World for at least 2 days so we could explore everything, maybe three. Mm. And then,
is it that big?
It's pretty big. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And then going and getting a ticket to just drinking around the world, and I wouldn't even venture into any more of the park. I'd be pretty content with that.
I used to love Magic Kingdom, but I haven't been since I was a kid, so obviously it could be much different now.
Mm-hmm. The last time I went to Disney, I was in middle school, and it felt like a fever dream, and I actually don't remember anything. I like blacked out during the whole thing. It was so beautifully overstimulating that
You were just like... Mm-hmm. Same, in a cotton candy coma.
Yep. Same when we went to Europe. I don't remember a lot of it because I was just so overwhelmed with how cool and beautiful it was.
I don't remember any of the information that we learned, which is disappointing.
Because it was cool.
So much information. Yeah. did. Like, really cool shit that I don't, but I do remember like the landmarks and stuff. Mm-hmm. So at least I got that. But
yeah. But like the little things. Can't remember a thing. So,
sorry.
Tips to anybody who might be going on a really cool trip or experiencing something, write it in a fucking journal because you are not going to remember it but when you get home.
I know. Here's another reminder to write in a journal. We've said it before. Journaling's cool. I try to journal. I'm not very good at it, but I try.
I am the same way. And I think that I'm doing better because I've been journaling my tarot.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm. So I am getting, at least every time I don't tarot every day, but every time I tarot, I journal.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm. So.
Okay. Sorry. So to answer your question, no. Other than being Disney adults, I don't know why anyone would want to live there.
Beautiful. Thank you. Because I forgot how we got here. So.
You were welcome.
So I think that this one's really interesting, and I think I would be someone who would fall for this. So I might have found another cult that I would be a part of.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So they had a non-traditional school academic program, and kind of like a schedule and a setup. And it really reminds me of those like STEM schools that like allow the kids to have a garden and don't grade with letter grades and teach them like life skills that aren't stressful.
Yes.
In a non-stressful way. A very bougie school that would require payment. A large payment, probably monthly.
Okay. Yep.
So
I get the vibe.
that was kind of what they were doing. They were really pushing for small classes. They did not put people in classes by age. They actually made sure every single student took an aptitude test, and they were placed in the group that had the same level on aptitude. So a guy would have a third grader, a fourth grader, and a fifth grader all in the same math class based on how quickly they learn or what they need help with.
That's very progressive.
Yes.
And surprising for Florida.
And for a town that wants to be a part of the past.
So controlling and yeah.
And like
interesting.
And like they pulled a lot of really smart people. Investors in the school program were from Harvard and Yale, and they were the people creating the curriculum. So really showing what school could be like if the smart people got paid what they felt they deserved to do this.
That's just so, and I'm like really impressed. That sounds like that just sounds amazing. As someone who learned differently than my classmates, like,
yes,
that sounds really refreshing,
right? Like what I hope my daughter will someday have. So families are flocking because Disney first thing first is a money making company who is aware of how marketing works. So they are not only doing these lotteries and opening stuff up, they're allowing people to come in and buy a house for $400,000 in 1996.
Yeah, that's like a gajillion fucking dollars in 96. That's stupid. Outrageous.
Yeah. So which now I'm sure would be like $3 million.
A gajillion dollars. Yeah. So no, literally, yeah.
A bajillion. You're right. I shouldn't have tried to put a number on it.
Like, I guess we could end this by going to realtor.com just for curiosity, but yeah.
No, it's a lot.
I'm sure. For sure.
So it was the school. Some people were taking out crazy loans. Some people were not financially stable enough to live here, but they made it work because they're the type of parent every parent wants to be. They want to give their kid the best no matter what it does to them.
Because they wanted their kid to have a great job that will take care of them one day. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
And the focus was... You know, it was very STEM. It was, you know, science-y. It was, yes, like they were focused on that. But then also Disney came in and they gave great art programs. And
that's cool.
Not to say that science-y, math-y kids don't like art as well, because a lot of people are both sides of the brain.
Of course.
But they like really just focused on kids thriving.
Mm-hmm. In multiple circumstances, which is refreshing and
confusing.
Lovely. Because you said that they wanted to control. That sounds like not controlling. That sounds like being who you want to be and like, you know, and just embracing every, you know.
Yeah, contradicting, life. Right?
It is very, very much so.
So here's where like that high that you're feeling, it's coming right back down.
Womp womp.
So the marketing team used the progressive ideas of the school as things to tell the realtors to use when trying to sell these homes.
Mm-hmm. Naturally.
But some of these realtors embellished.
Naturally.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then a game of telephone began, where people on the outside of Celebration were looking in and being told of their phenomenal ideas for schooling, for their beautiful homes, but they're being told that there's a light rail that connects this neighborhood
to Disney?
To Disney World.
Was that the plan?
No, they're not close enough to do that.
So that just like somehow came up somewhere.
They're telling,
thrown into the mix.
They're telling people who are from out of town, like people are buying houses sight unseen. Like,
oh my God. And they're like, yeah, you can still commute to work. No problem.
Yeah.
We have this light, this, you know, monorail.
Yeah. Ugh. Your kids can get discounts on passes and just go there. Like your kid will be going to Disney World for practically free because you're riding the monorail in. They're giving you a discounted price to get in. Your kid is literally going to be at Disneyland every day after school.
And like, if the Disney shit isn't crazy now, it was crazy in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Everybody was a Disney kid. We all wore Disney mm-hmm. shit. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I literally don't know anyone
who didn't
watch those Disney movies.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So you're getting all these people from Columbus, Ohio, and places, people who have never mm-hmm. been to this town in Florida. And they're just like, this is too good to be true. Well, they get there and there
probably is.
Yeah. There's no light rail. So that's a bust. But like, the school is actually doing what they told you the school was doing.
That's good.
However, they were still working in a experimental thing. So a lot of teachers couldn't handle the experiment, couldn't handle changing their practices that drastically. So they were leaving with no notice.
Oh gosh. So they're short-staffed.
Exactly. And they're experiencing some problems that schools today are still experiencing. Short-staffed, mm-hmm. people leaving, not being able to handle changing, all of that stuff.
Large classroom sizes.
And as especially the town keeps selling.
Well, and if you've got, like, age gaps sound lovely as far as, like, everyone's learning on the same level, but, like, age gaps are also, can potentially be inappropriate if they're, like, mm-hmm. playing together, because a 6-year-old needs different stimulation than an 8-year-old. But if they're in that same classroom, that could be really difficult for one teacher to manage.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Coming from the resident teacher, like, you see both sides. Yeah. Of how this is good, but we would need more people open to doing this. Yeah. We would need them offering to hire people. And these people who are willing to teach this way, they're a certain level of smart and they're a certain brain type. Like, it's so unique to find the people mm-hmm. that could actually work in this environment.
And you got to pay them.
Because a lot of those people know their worth, for sure. Mm-hmm. So these parents are coming in, being promised all of this stuff. Their kid is still falling through the cracks like they would have in public school. But also, you're changing this dynamic. And so you're questioning if it's even working or if you should have just never changed up their stuff at all.
Well, yeah, you just changed their entire life. You moved your entire life to fucking Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ugh. To Florida. We didn't talk about that enough.
It's fucking Florida.
Just kidding. XOXO, we love you.
I don't think we have many Florida listeners.
Oh, well, we're not their vibe.
I really don't think we are the vibe.
That's fine. So these teachers, they don't know what the realtors are telling people, lying to people to
get them God.
Into houses. So they're coming for parent-teacher conferences and they're mad.
Pissed. Right.
Their kid is not getting what they were promised they were going to get. Like, they are... It's not the teacher's fault and it's not the parents' fault that these expectations are not being met.
They just marketed the fuck out of something that was unrealistic without really being like, oh yeah, we can offer this. Oh, for sure, we can do this. And it's like, who's gonna fucking do that?
Yeah. So then parents start to protest. And the only way to protest against a big company is to go to the media. Mm-hmm. So parents are talking to the newspapers. Newspapers are running stories about how this town is a joke and it's falling apart and the school system is horrible.
Sure, and then Disney loved that.
Disney, trying to gain the narrative, makes a group called Positive Parents. And they're a part of the school's board.
Ah, nice.
So
Positive parents.
You're either a positive parent or you're not.
Or you're a negative bitch.
Yeah.
I'd probably be in the NB column.
I would be. I don't think I could fake it. So then it turns into this, like, mind manipulation where now it's turning into an experiment almost of...
Oh, my God.
Let's turn the town against each other.
Let's see how far we can push this. Mm-hmm. Ugh.
Because something's got to give and we're going to... do what we need to do to not call this a bust.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, because that would mean that they failed. And like, there are a lot of Disney fails, but I think they try to hide it
as much as they can.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So it's chaos. It's absolute chaos. People are finding that government is being overrun by people. Like, they're finding plants all over the place.
Oh my gosh.
So let me see here. Sorry, I was
laughing. I love how you're just laughing.
Sorry, I'm reading and trying to talk. It's going really great.
It is great.
They did have a hospital. They had all of these great things. I'm trying to see if the only thing I didn't see is if you can still live there.
I'm going to realtor.com. Well, I heard, is it called Kissimmee?
Sometimes known as Kissimmee. Yep.
Okay.
Due to the city being unincorporated. Nature trails, like the Wikipedia page is talking about it like it's a literal. Oh yeah, look. Okay, as of census of 2010, there were 7,427 people, 3,063 households, and 716 families residing in the CDP. The population density was 704.9 people per square mile.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm. It's so spaced out, right?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
I did find one. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send it to you. It's definitely giving princess. It's $689,000. Not bad.
Okay. I mean, in this economy, that's...
In this economy.
Yeah.
Some of the other ones were definitely, were like over $1 million. I'll send those to you. Oh,
yeah.
Just
could
be fun for...
Yeah. So we'll post those pictures to see if you want to go live in Celebration.
But it's definitely still a thing. And these are huge homes. This one is fucking 5,000. Oh, that's the lot. It's 3,000 fucking square feet.
Oh my God.
Over 4,000 square feet. I mean, that's huge.
Oh my gosh. This is so cute.
Isn't it cute? Yeah. It's giving princess.
It is.
The colors. With like, it's giving like Cinderella with like the light blue.
Well, and I think this is like either they had like a French and they had a Victorian. I think this is French. Looks very French to me.
Ooh. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Oh my God, it's beautiful.
And I did find the condos too. I'm finding them all.
So you can still live there, and it looks like they're still pretty well kept.
They look very well kept.
So I would
just... good for the price.
Yeah, I would just wonder, like, is the corruption still there? Like, is this worth it to live in a corrupted place where you know they're manipulating you?
Like, no.
Could you tack that away and just be like, okay.
No. But that's just me.
Yeah. No.
You know,
I mean,
I'm team.
Look at,
they're
look
poisoning
at,
the water.
Look at the space between the houses. It's like ridiculously close.
That's
the first princess house.
Yeah, that's a no.
Yeah. I'll take a screenshot of that too, so we have it. But yeah, so I kind of found the background on Celebration, right? So it's just this weird.
That is weird.
People are obviously moving there and they're happy to live in this time. It's kind of sad to me that people are content with being like manipulated.
Controlled.
If they get to live in this place.
I am definitely still curious if the school is like as active and successful as it was before. It's just weird. The whole thing is weird.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Like you said, why would you want to be controlled just to have the potential of maybe being close to Disney?
But like being used by them, ultimately.
Yeah, I gotta know. If you're listening from Celebration, Florida, fucking message us. Like, I need to know.
Well, like this condo is like, I don't think you get all three stories. So it's tiny.
Yeah, I think so too.
Like,
and it was like, what, 600 and something fucking.
Yeah. 589.
Five,
yeah. And like, I might have to take screen recordings of these. And so everyone can see all the pictures because I'm just so impressed.
So much detail.
Yeah. And like, the condo literally looks like the bachelor pad from 101 Dalmatians. Like, it looks so cramped, but they're trying to make it look roomy, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
Oh my God, I can't.
I know, it's all so fucking extravagant.
Yes.
I mean, it's just That's so funny. You watch 101 Dalmatians, so yeah, more than I have in the recent past.
Yeah.
That used to be one of my faves.
Well, it's,
as we've talked about.
Yeah, my daughter calls it puppies. So when she says she wants to watch puppies, it's 101 Dalmatians. So,
but that is truly one of my favorite things in the entire world. I love that so much.
When they come up with their own names, me too. It's my favorite.
Well, that, but that she loves puppies, that she loves 101 Dalmatians.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said, just it's just selfishly because I was literally obsessed with it.
See, and it wasn't like really my vibe. So when she said she wanted, like, I didn't realize how many Disney movies I gatekeep because I don't like them. So I don't put them on for her and she could love them.
No, I would do the same thing for sure.
Yeah, it literally
you gotta train her.
Yeah, it literally takes her noticing one day to decide she wants to watch it.
That's okay.
Yeah.
And you're like watching, you're like, this is lame.
Yeah.
And she's like obsessed with it.
I know. She was on a Dumbo kick for like a week and I was like, I can't do it.
I've never watched Dumbo.
I hate that movie. It makes me so uncomfortable. It made me uncomfortable when I was a kid.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
Yeah.
It looks weird.
Yeah. So anyways, now talking Disney. About more Disney fails.
It was a Disney fail.
It was. You said that you had some ghosty stuff because, like I said a couple weeks ago, you're into the weirder things than I am.
Well, that's just that's what I was looking for. I do, because I had heard of this town, like we said. So I didn't know the like corruption craziness. I just knew that it was like a cookie cutter town that Disney designed. And it was like they had crazy strict rules.
Okay.
So, I was just searching for like ghost stories or like haunted myths or like folk legends, things like that. And I didn't find anything. I found a lot of things.
Okay.
So like this one guy like killed his kids and his wife and his dog and himself in celebration in their home. So that was one guy. There was another person.
The fact that there's any crime is shocking to me. And I don't know why I assumed there would not be crime.
Because it's Disney.
Yeah.
Someone, and it was an old lady. I don't know if it was an old lady. It was an old person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember their gender. She was burglarized. They were burglarized and, God darn it.
So close.
You want me to?
No, it's okay. We can keep going.
For the listeners, I just lost my camera for the third time tonight.
We've really, awoken the spirits in Leslie's house with the possession stories. They're needing a minute.
On one. So this elderly person, their house was burglarized and they were then bludgeoned by an axe. Yeah, I was trying to figure out how I could say that with less.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you can't.
You can't
get back from that. Mm-hmm. So it sounds, not fucking peaceful, that's for damn sure. And then I started to see things about what they called a fucking death pond, and I was like, what the fuck is a death pond? And apparently it's this pond that these kids, like, I guess it was like really easy to miss, and so it was the cause of a lot of accidents. But then there were these kids who like mysteriously quote-unquote went missing in like early 2000, and then they found the car with the bodies inside in the pond like 12 years later. And I have an aerial photo where, because that it was like a drone, they were just like minding their own business and like saw this thing in the car and they're like, what is that? And it was they saw this thing in a pond and it ended up being the car with these teenagers' bodies inside of it. So now it's known as the Death Pond.
It's the juxtaposition of being like a Disney cookie cutter, whatever, and you're still experiencing murder as a normal town would, and you're still experiencing unfortunate death. Like, they can only control so much.
So much. Well, and especially if you're having people from other states and you're like coming, buying sight unseen. Like, I just... what do you expect?
Yeah, like what type of person are you pulling in as someone who could just like walk away from their life?
Literally from everything in their life just to be like, I want to go live at Disney.
I didn't think about it that way. That's a really interesting thing. Oh, that hit me really deep.
That it's gross. Yeah. Well, and the other thing, because you know, they say that like there's a lot of swingers in Florida.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that there's like a community where like old people put like different colored loofahs on their cars, and that means like the different like swinging shit they're into. This is real. Never. I'm not lying to you.
In my life.
I promise. I like literally swear to you. This is 100% true.
This is why the government cannot truly take things away from people because they find loopholes.
Always.
Always. No matter what situation, you can never really oppress someone completely.
I know. Literally.
Because they will hang a certain colored loofah to let their neighbor know that they can stick a fist up their ass.
That they can swap husbands and then stick a fist up their ass. They can swap husbands and then stick their each other's fingers up their other husband's asses. Apparently there's a lot of swingers in Celebration too, according to this article. This is the shit that I found.
Your stuff is
interesting.
It's freaking hilarious.
Yeah, and then these are just quotes from some residents. The current problems are for people living in the condos, not the houses. So I feel like, again, it's just that like that diversity, quote unquote, where they were trying to find different classes. They probably like, I don't know, didn't find very reputable people, maybe.
Oh my God, that is insane.
Oh, and then I kept seeing something about, they kept saying it was an incestuous town. And I think that it goes back to the whole swinging thing.
The whole?
That they like, back to the swinging thing where they like all fuck each other's grandmas. Like, I think like, so it just sounds like they maybe all have herpes. Maybe syphilis? I'm not really sure, but.
Well, and like. I know, like, I'm not here to kink shame, right? Like, it's
no, 2024. Not at all.
You do you. But I'm pretty impressed that this, like, group of people have taken over, like, this little town. And they're just living in their happy place.
It sounds so happy for them. They love it. Because some of the other quotes really were like, it's so beautiful. Everyone here is so friendly. It's like, yeah, they probably are friendly if you're like,
yeah, if you're into that. So honestly, like, I think our listeners who are swingers, they actually might do pretty well at investing in property out there, because it sounds like they are living in their own little bubble, hopefully away from all the drama that is people judging swingers.
The corruption.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the corruption.
And the judgment. Yeah, hopefully they're just avoiding all of that and they're just swinging around. Having a good time. So that was what I found about Celebration Florida.
That's. How did you win?
How did I win? No, you had actual like real information. I just came in and was like.
Swingers. They fuck.
Swingers. Period. Great research, though. This was such a fun topic, honestly.
I just am so impressed that. There are so many people that would be able to like walk away from everything just to move to this place.
Well, and like you said, like, what does that say about those people? Who are those types of people?
Yeah.
They maybe don't make very good choices. Maybe they quit their jobs on a random Thursday afternoon. Mm-hmm. Not like I do that, but like maybe they do it, you know?
Maybe. I can't even.
I'm not sure. You don't need to say anything.
You know, I'm impressed. You've shocked me into silence multiple times.
Tonight. Well, good. I'm glad. Hopefully it's good things.
Yeah, I think it's phenomenal.
Oh, good. anything else? I mean, that was really good.
That was
good research.
I just honestly think that I would love for you guys to let us know. Would you live here? Honestly.
Yes. Honestly.
After you've heard everything that we've researched about it, would this be a place that you would be interested in investing your time, money, and
vagina? Jinx. Okay. What's your answer?
No.
My answer is also no.
I was more content with living in a bubble and not really caring about anyone outside of like me, I think that that's a really great place to live, because you almost have to disconnect from like the manipulation that you're experiencing and just accept it and be happy
and just like pretend like everything is fine, like,
yeah, and that you have control.
Like SpongeBob, you know, hi, I'm normal, like that episode. Yeah.
And I just don't think my brain would let me do that.
No, I would be in like a really bad mental health state if I was just like, hi, I'm normal, you know, and I was just like pretending, like living in this illusion.
Yeah. Like, and I don't think that illusion lasts forever. Like you see it time and time again in reality TV when a reality TV star is trying to write their own narrative, but their actions aren't adding up to the narrative they're trying to present online. Like, they get canceled.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they come back as a villain, and then they lay low, and then their people just forget
comeback
how
story,
shitty they are.
And then, yeah, exactly. And then the cycle repeats.
Yeah. So, honestly, like, I just couldn't do that.
Yeah, no, it's a no for me as well.
Yeah, like just, yeah, you're right, mental health. So you guys let us know, are you able to just do the things that we said we could never do? And would you be happy living there? Would you do it as a science experiment because you just want to like creep on the swingers? Like,
just for
what
Disney
would make
thing.
You go there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Is it just a Disney thing or is it other things?
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to go into details if it's the other things. Maybe just like put like a loofah.
Yes or no.
Like an emoji. Maybe like, I don't know.
The guy in the shower.
Ooh, yeah. Or like the little like sponge. I think that one's cute. Yeah.
So if you have a answer that you want to leave up to the imagination, go ahead and slide into our comments and do one of those.
You want it to be spicy. I'm excited.
Me too. So we can't wait to hear from you guys.
Absolutely. Thank you for putting this on the list, Amber. Good choice.
Thank you. Absolutely. I like your research too. That was so fun.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And if you've got nothing else to say, and I have nothing else to say, then I think on that note, we will have to just spook you next Tuesday. Bye.